Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker and go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, and of course, a big welcome to you wherever you are in the world. This is a new episode from Stress to Authentic Success. I have a title for this one because it is International Youth Day soon, and I want to give a message to that next generation and all the adults who guide them. Because as you know, I'm Danielle Sachs, your host, but a mentor, a speaker, and someone who has been working for years now with leaders and seekers. Oh, I have my experience in so many fields. But today, I'm going to speak from another role that I so closely hold to my heart. And that is, I am a grandmother of 5 incredible grandchildren. And yes, that means that I have more life behind me than ahead of me. And that's not a sad thing. It's a sacred thing, I always say. Because at this point in my life, I no longer want to impress or perform. I want to pass something on. And that's what this episode is all about. Because in August, it is International Youth Day, I believe on the 12th. And while most of the headlines and hashtags will focus on the challenges that young people are facing today, and I'm not underestimating them, I want to do something a bit different. I want, together with you out there, pause and take a deep breath and ask a very honest question. What kind of example are we being for the next generation? Because whether we like it or not, young people are watching us and subconsciously copying us. They are not listening to what we say. They are absorbing how we live. They're watching how we deal with stress. They're watching how we measure our success, how we treat our bodies, and certainly how we respond when life does not go our way. And I don't know about you, but I've had moments as a parent, as a grandmother, even just as a woman, where I've asked myself, what am I modeling? What do I really want them to learn from me, my kids, my grandkids? What do I wish someone had told me when I was younger? Because here's the thing, our children and grandchildren, they are growing up in a world that is so much louder, faster, and more demanding than anything we ever knew at their age. I truly believe that, because today everything is urgent. Everything is online, on the screen. Everything is measured by likes, followers, grades, goals, external validation. Oof. And I promise you that in the middle of all that noise, they are being told to be strong, to be successful, to be more, to keep going. Don't stop. Don't feel too much. Don't fall behind. It is exhausting. Just even talking about this is exhausting. So what I want to offer in this special episode is not a list of tips for the youth, for the young people out there. This is not a do better and try harder kind of talk. I just want to give a message, a story, and even a reminder for them and for us and for you. Because if we want the next generation to grow up differently, to live more truthfully, more wholeheartedly, more gently, more wisely, I can go on, then it starts with us, with how we live, doesn't it? With how we speak, with how we slow down, and how we show up for ourselves. I've walked the whole way through burnout. I've navigated everything, illness, loss, motherhood, pressure, marriage, business. And I've known what it's like to have it all on the outside and feel empty on the inside, to be strong for everyone else except myself, to keep on going until my body said stop. And I trust that you know my story. I have told it so many times, how my body said stop when I was 37 years old. And when that happened, everything changed. Not all in once, I mean, of course, not magically, not, you know, but slowly, honestly, from the inside out. Shift from the inside out. Living from the inside out. Leading and loving from the inside out. That's why I do this work. That's why I speak. And I intend to do it more often to bring these messages out. And that's one of the reasons why I now created the True World Messages, my magnum opus, as a grandmother. Because there is a different way to live. And that's the message I want to pass on, not only to my grandchildren, but to yours too, to your children, to your younger self even. I often talk to my younger self. So if you are here today as a young listener, welcome. I hope you feel seen, heard, understood, and safe. And if you're listening here and now as a parent, a teacher, a coach, a caring adult, or grandparent, I hope this episode will help you to reflect on what you are passing on. Because here's what I believe with my whole heart, and I get goosebumps when I think about it. We don't need to push this generation harder. We don't need to add more pressure, more doing, more success strategies. We need to create space, space for them to feel, space for them to be, to grow, to make mistakes, to rest, and to learn what truly matters to them, not by reading in a book, but by seeing it in us, their example. So this episode is not at all a performance, not even for me today. It's just a conversation, a legacy, and maybe even a little moment of remembering. Yeah, it can be, because I want to share with you three things today. First, what I wish I knew when I was 20 years old. What I tell my grandchildren now is the second one. And the third one, I want to share with you what I believe that we must all begin to live if we want to raise a generation that is truly well, that feels well. Not just successful, but fulfilled, filled from the inside out. Because real success isn't something you chase. It's something you live. Remember my other brand, Living Authentic Success? With honesty, with rhythm, with rest. So take a breath with me now and let's step into this conversation from my heart to yours. One that I hope that stays with you long after this episode ends. I'm going to have a little break now and I'll just come back to share with you all about this. Let's just start to give these messages to that younger generation. Talk to you just now after this little break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hello, and of course, a big welcome back to the middle part of this show with the title, A Message to the Next Generation and the Adults Who Guide Them, all because of International Youth Day in August. And so I want to go into this middle part saying something to you about what I wish I knew at 20 years old. Seems like a long time ago, 44 years ago to be exact. And if I could go back and whisper one single thing to my 20-year-old self, I promise it would not be to work harder or to be more confident or to believe in yourself. No, it would be this. You are not here to impress the world. You are here to live in your truth and build a life that totally feels like yours. Because at 20 years old, I don't know about you, but my life at 20 years old, I thought life was a race to succeed, a race to be seen, a race to get married, have children, have the, you know, the house, the everything, a race to earn approval from teachers, parents, colleagues, students, partners. And in that race, I learned certainly to override my feelings, my needs, to disconnect from my body, to keep going, being always keeping going, even when my own intuition whispered stop. I know so much about stress these days, but I didn't know then. I didn't understand, even as a physiotherapist, that stress can look like drive, that feeling of burnout can hide behind our drive for ambition, that always being the strong one, always being on, can leave you feeling totally, profoundly alone even. I wish that I had known that success without fulfillment feels totally hollow, and that pushing through pain is not a strength. To me, it's survival. No one told me that self-care is wise, that rest is wise, that softness can be powerful, that you can feel everything and still thrive. I wish someone had looked me in the eyes and said, you are already enough. You don't need to earn your worth. And you are allowed to go at your own pace. That's what it's all about. Because when you grow up believing that you have to do more to be worthy, to be more, you become very, very good at ignoring yourself, at ignoring your feelings, your needs, your values. You abandon them. You abandon your truth. You abandon all the signals. I wish, and I'm telling you that from my heart, I wish I had learned earlier to listen to my body, to the signals, to my mind, to my inner talk, to my feelings, listen to feel, because that's where everything starts. To trust that quiet voice within me, that that one knows what's right for me when the world says otherwise. I so truly want you to get this, to grasp this. Now, secondly, I want to talk to you about what I tell my grandchildren today, here and now, as a grandmother. Because when I look at my grandchildren, whether they are 10, 12 months old, or 8 or 10 years old, I see them. I see their sensitivity. I see their potential even. I see their openness, their expansion to learn, to absorb. I see their natural rhythms, so different from one to the other. And I remind myself every single time that they are not little versions of me. They are their own little people. And they are growing up in a very, very different world. So it's so essential to speak to them with care, with honesty, and give them the space to feel. Always with this quiet message underneath everything, telling them to stay close to yourself. Is that what you need to hear today? Stay close to yourself. I sometimes even tell it to my clients. In this world where there's so much noise, there's nothing more important than to stay close to yourself. And I tell my grandchildren every time I see them, every time they come here, I pick them from school, I tell them that they don't need to be perfect, that they can be loved unconditionally, that it is totally okay to be scared, to be afraid, because fear just means something matters to you. I tell them that they can say no and that they can change their mind, which is such an important thing to know and to realize. And I had a conversation with my grandson of 7 not long ago, and I discussed with him how important it is to being kind, much more important than being liked. And he has grasped it. I promise you, he's such a wise child. Also, what is important to know for them at a young age already is that their body is theirs, first of all. That their body is not a machine. It's wise. Listen to it. I tell them to listen to their body. If they feel that they've eaten enough, don't push them to eat more, because they have that inner knowing when it's enough. Don't rush anything. I always tell them that they are allowed to do things in their own time, to grow in their own time, to evolve in their own time. We all know that every human being has its own rhythm in growth, in evolution, in expansion. And sometimes it's not about the words that we say to them. It's more into how we are with them. And I see it with my kids and grandkids. It's all about how I am with them. It's sitting down without my phone. Have you noticed how important it is to sit down with young children without your phone? It's being at their level and breathing with them when they are upset. And it's telling them and giving them the space to cry, that it's okay to cry without needing to fix it. Because this is what I've learned. Children do not need perfect adults. Believe me, I am the example of imperfection. They need us to be present. That's all they need. Not perfect, but present. And I know that they don't need us to have all the answers. I don't have all the answers. And they need us to just model what it looks like to feel, to pause, to respond with care, with love, with unconditional love. And so maybe it's a good one to let you know that I tell them in action what true wealth looks like. It's playing with them, dinosaurs games, you know, being the hero and the one who fights and who, you know, playing barefoot in the grass and doing all sorts of little shows with them. It's choosing connection over control. It's asking them, what do you feel? Not what did you do, but how did that make you feel? It's letting them see my own vulnerability, my tears, my imperfection, and showing them that sadness is part of life, not something to hide. And believe me, in this last year, they have seen my wounds, my vulnerability, my tears. And that's okay, because that's what I hope that they carry with them. Not the fear of failing, not any shame about emotions, but that deep inner, let's call it safety, and deep inner safety that they can say to themselves, I belong just as I am. Whoa, I think that's so powerful. If we can give them, those children, that next generation, the deep inner safety of being able to say, I am safe, I belong just exactly as I am. Wow, that is what I want to give to them. And let me start with the third one, what I found important, what we must all begin to live. Maybe that's the hardest part. Maybe let's say it's an invitation to you and to me, the adults, to us. Because if there's one thing to tell young people what to do, if we are not living it ourselves, they only feel that gap and they won't understand. We can't tell them to take care of yourself if we ourselves never rest. We can't tell them, don't compare yourself, my darling, if we are always chasing more. We can't tell them to speak their truth if we silence our own voice to keep the peace and to keep the norm and to, you know, no. So here's what I believe that we must begin to live. I think this might be indeed the hardest part for us. Number one, stop solving and start feeling. Because in this society, we are so conditioned to fix everything. But often, what we need to do the most, we need more space, not the solution. We need space, space to feel, as I said, space to breathe, space to be with what's here and now. And one of the people I interviewed lately, David Edwards, says in his book about ego, the remedy is not more answers, it's presence. And that presence, it starts in the body. Oh, yes. Can you sit with your frustration, with your grief, with your joy, with your guilt? Let's do this together. Let's welcome them all, like Peter Crohn said at the dinner table. Remember, that is freedom, that is maturity, that is emotional safety. Young people notice when we can do that and when we can't. So again, just to recap, stop solving and start feeling. We are so conditioned to try to find the solution instead of just being with our feelings. Secondly, I want to say the redefining your success. Because what if success was not about productivity? What if it just meant to feel calm in your body, to have that energy at the end of the day, to understand that all is energy, that we are infinite energy, to grasp that you can set boundaries and say no without guilt. And that one of the magic things is to always love your life, even when it's not perfect. That is true wealth. And we must start living by that kind of definition if we want the next generation to do the same. Not for nothing that I created my true wealth branding. And thirdly, what I think is very important for the next generation to know is that, and to see that we are doing, is that you and I, we are allowed to slow down, to rest, to heal, to take a breath before we respond. Breathwork is such an important part. The world will always ask for more, but you get to choose what you give and what you keep for yourself. I'll repeat that. You, every single day, get to choose what you give and what you keep for yourself. And when we live like that, from our own rhythm, not from rushing, the young people will see a totally different kind of adulthood. Because one, they don't have to fear. And I think that's an important part of it all. Let's give them an example that they don't have to fear. An example that looks spacious, that looks calm, that looks whole. So I just want to say here that if you are listening now and a part of you feels like you've missed it, like you've lived too long in stress or shame or performance or guilt, or let me tell you gently, you haven't. You can begin today, here and now. It's never too late. You can start with one breath, with one moment of honesty, with one new way of being you, being with yourself. The next generation doesn't need us to be flawless. I've understood that now at 64. They need us to be human, to live with presence, to return to what matters to you, authentically you, and to carry that energy softly, bravely, call it whatever, that energy, to carry that in every single room we enter, in every single moment, in every single day. And that, to me, is the most important legacy that we can leave. So, closing lines. I mean, let's close this middle part because I've been talking lots, I know. We don't need to be louder or stronger or smarter. You agree? We don't need to hustle harder or fake more smiles. God knows that I've done that often in my younger years. The masks. We don't need that anymore. What we need, what the next generation needs, is something so much softer, wiser, something that we've always had but maybe forgot along the way. Again, presence. Be present. Feeling. Start to feel. Realness. Be real. True wealth, of course. Not the kind you show off, but the kind that you live by example, quietly, gently, day by day, and sometimes even hour by hour. And if that feels far from how you've been living now, that's totally okay. I'm not here again. This is, I am someone who's not going to judge you or blame you, because it's never too late to begin again. I've done it so many times in my life, to show up differently, to model a new kind of life, one that is, of course, rooted from now on in what truly matters to you. And this is the kind of life I speak about, teach about, and live every day through the True Wealth concept. And it's actually not a concept. It's a choice. And it starts with you here and now. So take a moment with me here and now to breathe, to feel what's been stirring in you. And after the short break coming, I will meet you again in the outro, but we'll gently close today's episode. And I might share a few ways that you can keep walking this path with me beside you. So I'll talk to you just now after this little intermezzo.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Oh, welcome back. Thank you for staying with me on this amazing platform, UK Health Radio. Whether you listen to the radio or to the podcast, welcome back. And I want to end this today's show with, let's say the intention to be the example. And to be the example, I want to invite you to, you know, the invitation of true wealth is important to me, of course. And I want to take a breath together, because I've been saying how important it is to sit and breathe and feel. So let's just do that together. Let's have a big breath in and out, just like that, because we've touched already a lot today. I've talked about memories, I've talked about truths, I've thought about reflections, questions for you. And maybe for some of you, maybe you out there, this can be painful, a longing, a remembering. And that is what exactly I wanted to do with this conversation. It was meant to awaken you somehow, because it wasn't about the youth today. It was also about you and me, about us, the ones who shape the world that these youngsters are growing up in, the ones who model what success really means. And you and I, we show, not through words, but through presence, what it looks like to live with depth, with meaning, with authenticity, in true wealth. That is, to me, what true wealth is all about. It is not anymore something you chase. It is not something that you earn through perfection. And it is not measured in any numbers, not in your bank account, not in any numbers. True wealth is felt. It lives in your breath. It lives in your boundaries to say no in the quiet way that you choose yourself, your words, your energy, your actions, your thoughts, your feelings, moment after moment. And when I guide my clients, I have to say, whether they're entrepreneurs, leaders, or their partners, whether they're parents or not, I never begin with strategy. I always begin with space, because that's where truth really lives. And what I've learned from my own story, from mentoring so many others, from being a grandmother, is this. Talking about bliss, bliss does not require any sacrifice. It requires honesty. It requires presence. And of course, that asks for courage, for a willingness to feel everything without any resistance. The kingdom of heaven lives within. I have had that quote for a few times now during the years. So if many of the experts give that quote, it means something. It means the peace, the clarity, the freedom that we all long for is not out there. It's here. It's within you, in your body, in your choices to pause, in your ability to sit with all the emotions, feelings, not as problems, but as guests. So just imagine here and now for a moment, what if we taught the young people out there that kind of wealth? What do you think would happen if we taught them the wealth of self-awareness, the wealth of emotional safety and stability, the wealth of stillness in a noisy world? That would change everything, don't you think? So today, International Youth Day this month, I want to leave you with a gentle question. And one, it's a question that I ask myself regularly. What kind of example are you ready to be? Not the perfect one, not a dishonest one, not a mask. Start being the example of being honest, of being rooted, of being human. Because every time you choose to pause instead of push, every time that you honor the energy that you are and your life force, your energy, instead of ignoring it, every time that you stay with a feeling instead of pushing it away or running from it, you are planting a seed for your children, a seed for your community, a seed for this next generation and the ones to come. So in this episode, if this moved something in you, I want to invite you to go deeper. There are three ways to connect with me. One, you can watch my free masterclass. It's all about true wealth. And in just 40 minutes, I will walk you through the exact process that I use to help high-performing people come back to home to themselves. And you learn how to shift out of stress, reconnect with yourself, and rediscover what truly matters. It's real, it's practical, and it's completely free. And you can find the link immediately in my website, danielsachs.com. Second way is to book a clarity call with me. And it's not a sales call at all. It's a real conversation between you and me about you, about where you are now, what you're navigating, and what kind of life that you want to step into. If something inside of you, hearing me talk like this, is whispering, it's time for me, trust that whisper. You can also find the link on my website for a free clarity call with me right below. And thirdly, you can also connect with me on LinkedIn, because I promise you, you get some amazing inspiration, motivation, etc. Because if you want to stay close to my work and my message, it's a good way to connect with me, where I share weekly insight, wisdom, etc., moments from both my personal and my professional journey. And you'll find again my profile under Daniel Sachs. And yes, I always respond personally. So before I close today, I just want to say one more thing. If you are listening and thinking, oh, I've been living the other way for so long, or I've been too busy, too tired, too stuck, or even if you think and feel at this moment that something needs to change, but you've kept it, putting it off, please hear me when I say it's never too late. You don't need to fix yourself. You don't need to ignore. You just need to start to begin softly with one small step. Because the most powerful transformations, they don't begin with motivation. They begin with truth. And true wealth always starts there. It's about awareness. It's about having the courage to look at the truth, not outside, not in the future, but here, now, in you. So take that with you as a step into the rest of your day, your week, your life. Let's be that example. Let's live that message for that younger generation. Let's embody the kind of wealth that the world really needs. Not performance, but presence. Not pressure, but peace. Not perfection, but truth. Thank you for listening until the end of this special episode and walking this path with me, of course. Be gentle and compassionate with yourself and that younger generation. Until next time, bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Daniel Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.